should trust Jesus. But today, the question is, can Jesus trust you? Our text is found in Matthew chapter 25, verses 19 through 21, which says, "After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come, share your master's happiness." Again, that's Matthew chapter 25, verses 19 through 21. And then I have another passage I'd like to share, this one from John chapter 19, verses 26 and 27. "When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, 'Dear woman, here is your son.' And to the disciple, 'Here is your mother.' From that time on, this disciple took her into his home." John chapter 19, verses 26 and 27. In chapter 19 of John's Gospel, we read about the last gasping words of a man whose crucifixion allowed little breath for speaking. Jesus said things like, "Father, forgive them," just 3 words. "It is finished," again, just 3 words. To his mother, he said, referring to John, "This is your son." And to John, he said, "This is your mother." In a sense, those were the most personal and private words that Jesus said while he was on the cross. While it is true that Jesus was there to bring redemption to humankind, it is also true that he was a man and a Jewish son. And Jewish sons believed that when their father died, they were responsible for their mother's care. And Jesus apparently took this very seriously. But now he's crucified, soon to die. His hands were nailed to the cross. He couldn't touch his mother. He couldn't care for his mother. And the biggest earthly responsibility he had been given, he now could no longer fulfill. Now, theologians struggle with the idea that God would ever need anything. For our very definition of God is that he is self-sufficient. But however you explain it, however you look at this, Jesus needed John to do what he no longer could do, and that was to take care of his mother. For such an important job, Jesus had to pick someone whom he could trust. The record that goes beyond the New Testament into history and tradition says that all of the disciples of Jesus eventually left Jerusalem. Not long after Jesus' crucifixion, they left Jerusalem. Thomas went as far as India. Peter ended up in Rome. They spread out all over the Mediterranean basin, across the Roman Empire, into Africa and Asia. They went with the power of the Spirit of God and a marvelous new message. They were on a mission, and they built the Church of Jesus Christ. Those were wonderful, exciting days. Everyone left except John. And tradition has it that John stayed in Jerusalem and was there taking care of Mary, just like Jesus had asked, until Mary died. Jesus trusted John to take care of his mother and also to write one of the four Gospels. Those of us here in this sanctuary and you joining us online this morning have probably been asked a dozen times or more, do you trust Jesus? I hope the answer to that question is a resounding yes, I do. I mean, it is the business of the church to encourage people to put their faith in Christ, to put their trust in Jesus. But this morning, I want to ask, can Jesus trust you? Could Jesus trust you to fulfill a mission, to complete a task, to write what he wants written, to take care of one of his dearly beloved? It appears to me that Jesus has a long list of volunteers who will gladly demonstrate what it means to be a Christian in times of success, but a short list of volunteers who are willing to demonstrate what it means to be a Christian in times of trial and failure. We have many people who would say, Jesus, you can count on me to represent you and to show the world what a Christian looks like when a Christian is healthy, wealthy, and lives to a ripe old age. But how many want to volunteer to show the world what it looks like to be a Christian who suffers from recurring cancer, or a brain tumor the size of a baseball, or to leave the security and comfort of home and friends and family to serve the Lord in a faraway, dangerous place? Many people are quite ready to raise perfect children with 4.0 grade averages, who go on to Ivy League colleges, who have straight teeth and varsity letters and carry their Bible to school. But in a day when the family is fractured and problems are everywhere, who can Jesus trust with a prodigal son or daughter? Who can Jesus trust to live as a Christian when marriage and family hasn't turned out the way you'd hoped? Yes, we need those who will demonstrate what it means to be a Christian in positions of power and wealth and success. But Jesus also needs those who he can trust to demonstrate what it means to be a Christian in less than ideal situations, in less than the best of times and circumstances. I suspect many of us have been asked many times, do you trust Jesus? We've been encouraged to trust Jesus in challenging, and difficult times because He is worthy of our trust. But today, I wonder, can Jesus trust you? Let us stand as we sing our closing song. Simply trusting every day. Thank you. You may be seated. Well, as Tony mentioned earlier, we do want to recognize mothers and aunties and grandmas and others who have been influential in the lives of children and teenagers and even young adults. So we'd like to have all the mothers stand if they would right now. And I think we have a little gift that we would like to present to the mothers. And so those are being distributed right now. Mothers, we love you. We thank you for the many ways you enrich and bless our lives. Can we give all the mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmas and aunties, let's give them a hand. You may be seated. We have one mother here that's probably just a little bit sad today because her daughter is going to be moving to Texas. Maria Parker is here with us today. Maria often is not able to join us on Sundays because she works on Sundays. But tomorrow she's going to be moving to Texas and resuming her education there and continuing her work in veterinary science. And Maria, we want to send you off with our love and prayers. So if you would come on up here, we'd like to present you with this lay and say that we will miss you, we love you, and we wish the best for you. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. All right, Crystal's going to come now and lead us in our prayer time.